Andrew Hooper will make his AFL debut in a semi-final on Saturday night, the first finals debutant in 25 years. How much pressure do you think he'll be feeling?
Oh, the type of boy Andrew is, probably he'll have a few nerves about him, but he handles pressure very, very well, and it's shown through all his junior career that he can handle that sort of stuff. Look, he'll perform very, very well and make his mark on the game, no doubt about that.
Have you spoken to him since the team selection?
Yeah, I had a chat to him yesterday, and look, he's just very excited about getting the opportunity. It's his lifelong dream to play AFL footy, and I suppose getting the opportunity in a final, being the first in 25 years, makes just a little bit special for him.
What do you think Andrew will bring to the Bulldogs team on Saturday?
Oh, certainly some forward pressure. Look, he's like a dog with a bone. If the ball gets in there, he won't let it out, and he'll give 100% effort every single time he goes into the football, and hopefully he might jag a couple of goals out of that as well.
Absolutely. Do you think that it'll help that the Swans won't really know too much about him?
Oh, look, the Swans will know a lot about Andrew still. The last 2 years, the AFL recruiting departments of the Sydney Swans would have been looking at Andrew, as all the other clubs were, and they'll know a lot about Andrew, and they'll speak to their recruiting department to see what sort of player he is, but... There's 18 players on the field, so certainly one's not going to make a difference that much.
Now, his selection hasn't come out of the blue. He's had a great season in the VFL with Williamstown. How have you seen his VFL season?
Yeah, stand out. Look, at the type of position they've taught him to play, he's really excelled, and there's times there he's kicked 4 and 5 goals in the VFL, and for a boy coming out of the TAC Cup in his first year doing that, it's extraordinary. So, look, he'll handle it very well, and he'll become hopefully a good AFL player in the future.
Now, despite winning the Lark medal last year, Andrew was overlooked in the national draft before being picked up in the rookie draft. How hard has his path been to the AFL, considering his height? He's only 172 centimetres.
Yeah, it's been a difficult one. Andrew has been an outstanding junior player in all his career, and he played Rebels as a 16-year-old player, and then a 17-year-old player. He won Vic Country Most Valuable Player, then last year winning the Lark medal for the best player in the national championships. Nothing's come easy for him. Everyone's told him he's too small, and he's just worked extremely hard to get where he is, and he's going to be very determined to prove a lot of people wrong. And last year with the Bulldogs picking up in the rookie draft, I'm not quite sure if anyone else was going to put their hand up at the end of the day, and he's very glad that he got that opportunity.
And he'll be the fifth Rebel to make their AFL debut this season. That must speak volumes for the Rebels program.
Yeah, we're very happy with that. Our program's going well, and we certainly want to thank all the local clubs. We only get them at the end of their junior careers, and the junior clubs, that do a hell of a lot of work with them before we get them, and they should be very proud of their achievements too, just not for Andrew Hooper, but all the clubs that those junior players have come out of.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Pardo, and we all look forward to watching Andrew play on Saturday night.
Yep, so will I. I'll be down there with my Andrew Hooper badge on, no doubt.